Howdy, neighbors. Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today. Gene Steiner joining us again, talking about the Grazing Land Project in just a moment.
It can strike without warning. It stalks closer, invisible to the eye, silent, but for the sickly sounds of its victims. It's BRD. And it's coming for your calves. With inventories low and prices high, times are changing for the cattle industry. Now more than ever, the consequences of BRD could be truly terrifying. But Baytril 100 Enrofloxacin Injectable can help fight this scary disease. The only Enrofloxacin FDA approved for single-dose treatment and for BRD control in high-risk cattle, Baytril 100 can help turn BRD from predator to prey. BRD shouldn't make a horror story out of your herd. Reach for the brand you've trusted, Baytril 100. Contact your veterinarian or visit Baytril100.com for a product label. Veterinary prescription only. Extra label use in food-producing animals is prohibited. A 28-day withdrawal in cattle is required.
Dr. Gene Steiner is the co-project director of the Great Plains Grazing Research Project, a USDA effort to bringing together four universities, a couple ag research stations, as well as the Noble Foundation, working on how to best utilize beef cattle here in the Great Plains, given all the climate variability that we've seen in recent years. Dr. Steiner says we've got a couple of years of research data under our belts right now, and work's now being done to try to put that data into usable form for producers and other stakeholders.
Okay, well, we're actually trying to focus in several different directions. So to the producer communications, we really want to help them identify animals that might really be suited to meet the production potential of their land and really match the animals. There's a lot of some move in the industry back towards smaller cow framed cow that have lower maintenance requirement. We think this may have efficiencies in the system that could help the producers be more flexible and more resilient, particularly during those drought years. Mm-hmm. We think that there's some alternate forages that maybe could diversify. We use a lot of winter wheat for grazing in this area, and it has been a very useful forage and very productive for our producers for a number of years. But it does have poor soil cover during the summer when we get a lot of our intense storms and we lose a lot of our soil carbon to respiration out of the soil during those hot temperatures, hot dry seasons. So we're looking at ways to diversify with crop covers, mm-hmm. keep the soils protected better, and perhaps have alternate forages that could be grazed in different seasons where we're currently deficient either in quantity or possibly quality of the forages that are on offer. So we'd like to outreach some of that.
And Dr. Steiner says one additional goal for the Great Plains Grazing Project is to work on and develop a good set of data that will allow us to do a better job of assessing the carbon footprint for cattle in a grazing situation.
There's another audience for this grant. The call for proposals required that we also do a life cycle analysis of the water, carbon, and nitrogen budgets. And part of this is oriented towards these greenhouse gas types discussions. So we're really trying to improve the equations that are used in some of those models that are in those types of analyses so mm-hmm. that when they do these national or international assessments, that they've got what we think will be more better validated numbers that they put into the equations that kind of drive those models so that we get information that's more relevant to the system we're trying to model.
Dr. Gene Steiner, you got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
National Livestock, they've been around since 1932, and they're dedicated to being your first choice for cattle marketing, order buying services, and cattle financing. Because of the cooperative structure and spirit, the employees and directors of the National Livestock family of companies are committed to the success of the cattle industry and those involved in the cattle business. Whether you're buying or selling cattle or looking for financing, their staff's knowledge and experience is unparalleled. For more information, contact National Livestock Credit at 1-800-310-0220.
At Sharif Buzz, I'm Ron Hayes reporting.